It's 4:30 on a Friday on Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. You know what that means. Outdoors Outlook time. Presented by our friends at Nanticoke Outfitters. You can book your next fishing or crabbing excursion today. Just head to nanticokeoutfitters.com or follow the link that you'll find on our homepage at coastcountry.com. Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters stops by every Friday. And Dave, you know, you just mentioned location, bait, and tide. We talk about location and bait just about every week. Tell us more about how the tide affects your fishing.
Yeah, I tell you, the tide is really important. Tides matter, and you have to pay attention to them. I'll tell you that personally for me, this time of year, the incoming tide is my favorite. And the reason for that is really because that incoming tide brings in some cooler waters from the ocean. Just like we get a sea breeze often at night, well, on an incoming tide, we get cooler waters. And that's when the fish become more active.
Well, that makes perfect sense. And, you know, understanding your high and low tides around the area is going to help you figure out the best time, right?
Yeah, that's right. And that's why I've mentioned your tide report in the past. You know, you do that every day, and it's important to understand what part of the tide you're actually fishing in to increase your chance of success. So I'll tell you what, let's start today's report in Delaware. Delaware Bay, the white perch and catfish all along the tidal rivers and the creeks are still consistent. Keeper-sized flounder are being caught now in the Lewis and Rehoboth canals on the gulp bait. So if you remember, we were talking about minnows. The minnow bite has slowed down, but the gulp bait has taken over. Cape Henlopen is still producing spot croaker, some flounder, and even a few rockfish. And I'll tell you, Gary, last week I mentioned the pier at Cape Henlopen State Park. A listener reached out to me earlier this week and thanked me for that information because he caught some spot and croaker with his daughter, as we had mentioned, but then he also caught a keeper-sized flounder on minnows while he was there.
Man, that's awesome. I always love hearing those kind of stories. You know, we do this every day and we always wonder, is anyone paying attention? So I love that the Outdoors Outlook helped a local angler with their fishing plans.
Yeah, that is so true. And I was excited to have that call with him. And I honestly even shared some more information with him as we chatted for probably 15, 20 minutes on the phone there. And I know exactly where he's fishing tomorrow. Now, let's look at Indian River Inlet. The croaker have shown up at the inlet, like we have mentioned. They are a little bit more consistent right now. And the sheep's head and tog are being caught there as well on the rocks. Larger rockfish are being caught at night on live eels or drifting sand fleas.
Now, Captain Dave, I know you had mentioned that you were headed out to catch sand fleas and minnows for your charters. You know, do typical anglers like me, would they have to go out and catch their own sand fleas to use for bait?
No, you certainly don't. I mean, you can do it. It's easy to do, but you don't have to. You can buy most of that at any bait store. But I will tell you, call ahead, because regardless of what bait you plan to use, a lot of the shops are starting to run out of live bait quickly. So whether it's bloodworms, eels, sand fleas, minnows, whatever it might be, you definitely should call ahead before going to make your purchase. So let's move over to Maryland now. A good friend of mine, Damian Cook, just recently caught the Maryland record snakehead. He caught a 21-pound northern snakehead, which potentially will be the world record. There was one caught a little bit recently in Virginia, and it looks like this snakehead will beat that for the world record, so that's pretty exciting.
Wow.
Also, as a reminder, rockfish shuts down on Sunday for the rest of the month in Chesapeake Bay. So there is no catch and release. There cannot be any intent to go after rockfish. Cobia fishing has improved on the lower bay. That keeps getting better. Also in the lower bay, as well as in the Atlantic, trolling for bluefish and Spanish mackerel has been pretty good. And that's going to continue this week as well. Crabbing continues to go well. Many catches well over 6 inches. I'll share with you the focus should be 6 to 10 foot of water depth when crabbing.
Trolling for bluefish and Spanish mackerel, you know, that sounds pretty interesting and kind of fun, Captain Dave.
Yeah, you know, it really is. And the best part is, it's easy to do. You get yourself set up. You're going to troll with some gold and silver spoons. They seem to be the best choice right now. You just have to pay attention to your speed. 3 to 4 knots will land some bluefish, and 6 to 7 knots seems to be landing the Spanish mackerel. Same bait, same location, working channel edges. Just different speeds. So I'd like to convince people to go out and do that because it really is easy to do. Now, moving into Ocean City, surf fishing is good again now that we got rid of some of the storms and the rough surf that we've had. We're catching rays, kingfish, bluefish, flounder, and, of course, some sharks, a lot of dogfish sharks. The flounder has been as hot as the weather this week, and it should continue. We have caught over 150 flounder this week, not including today. So the fishing has been phenomenal. We're starting to catch sheep's head at the inlet now on sand fleas. Sea bass, large flounder, and triggerfish are what we're primarily catching out on the wrecks and reefs. And like I mentioned, we're catching the Spanish mackerel and bluefish while trolling.
You know, fishing season obviously is in full swing, Captain Dave. You know, we've been talking about the surf fishing, and you just mentioned all the fun stuff at Delaware Bay, et cetera. But are there any fun fishing events that are coming up this weekend?
Always. There's always something to do here on the Lower Shore. I love that about this location. So this weekend, we have the Ocean City Tuna Tournament. It starts today, runs all weekend. And remember, that's the world's largest tuna tournament. Over $1 million in payouts. 4 p.m. is when the weigh-ins start at the Ocean City Fishing Center. Just be there to watch the weigh-ins is a good time.
Yeah, interesting side note about the tuna tournament. My wife's cousin, his boat actually won last summer. So he's out there looking to defend his title this year. So we're excited
about
that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That is good. Good. Good to hear. Yeah, that's, and I'm telling you, it's a good time. It's honestly, it's a great social event. It's like a big party starting at 4 p.m. July 23rd, next Sunday, Nanticoke River in Sharptown, Maryland. That's the Cherry Park boat ramp. They're having an invasive species tournament that's being held by the Salisbury University scientists, the biological scientists. They are looking for us to catch snakeheads and catfish. You can keep the meat, but they're going to want the carcass for their research. So that's a pretty cool event. And remember, this time of year with the heat, go early. Go early in the morning. Skip your breakfast. Go catch dinner. It's the coolest it's going to be all day. Fish sunrise until 11 a.m. or so. Find shade and an incoming tide, and I guarantee you're going to catch some fish. Well, Gary, that's it for this weekend's Outdoors Outlook. Be sure to stay hydrated, and as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.